Let Them Eat Cake with me, Lady Red Velvet.
She's no cake, she's a lady.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, today's podcast episode is all about murder. Oh, yes, indeed. We have a thriller of a show today. And it is all because coming out very soon, I have produced, written, directed, created the most fabulous murder mystery show called Dragatha Christie and Murder at Hotel Snatch. And I'm very, very, very excited about it. It has been in the planning for about 3 years, I think. I first came up with the idea, and actually I had it written, but due to the pandemic, it was like stalled. I put it on hold because I couldn't do it how I wanted to do. And then after the pandemic all happened, other things happened. So suddenly it just seemed right to revisit it, get the ball rolling. And in early January, I really committed to it. So I fixed up all of the script. I got it together. And then I found my cast, a fabulous cast. I'll tell you all about them later. And then it all came together. And we are 1 month away from opening. And it's such a personal project. And it really feels like this is the first time I have done something in a very long time that is entirely from something I created from scratch, but being able to put on in exactly the way I want to be able to do it. Of course, I have my fabulous weekly shows in La Federica, but because I change my show every week, there's a very quick turnover of it. And of course, with that, there's a quick turnover of production value or quality, which of course people come to see because they love a little bit of trash. They love a fun show. It's very rough around the edges. Whereas this will be a tiny bit more polished. It will be more polished. I'm sure there'll be elements that don't go as planned, and there'll be some fun elements, and it certainly won't be a Broadway production. But instead of being an off Broadway production, I think this one will be more of an off Broadway production. Did I say that one before? off. This one is getting closer to Broadway. Let's just say that. So I'm going to tell you all about it now. And if you happen to be in Barcelona on May the 4th, yes, May the 4th be with you. Even the date is perfect for me. Of course, anyone who knows me knows how I love Star Wars. And even though this show is not Star Wars connected, it feels right having it on May the 4th. So you could come along. We are launching it this week, so tickets will be on sale. And today, the day I'm recording the podcast, we are having our photo shoot for the official poster and some of the production items that we need. So I am over the moon. I am very, very excited. So let me tell you a little bit, first of all, about the idea for Dragatha Christie. I've always loved books. I've always loved TV. As you know from my podcast, I often talk about pop culture. I often talk about books and films and acting and things I've seen on TV. So you know I love those things already. Well, my number one type of book to read is a murder mystery. I can't remember how old I was when I first read a murder mystery, but I do remember as a child watching Agatha Christie, Poirot, Miss Marple. And then after watching that, I then, of course, started reading the books. And wow, Agatha Christie just blew my mind. One of the most intelligent, clever writers out there. The stories she creates are just incredible. And time after time, none of them disappoint. And some of them are so, so amazing that you can reread them and you can revisit them. And this is why they've been made into fabulous TV shows and also fabulous movies as well. So my obsession, I would say, is mainly with Hercule Poirot, the Belgian detective. I do love a Miss Marple, but my go-to for murder mystery would always be Agatha Christie, even though I do like other murder mystery shows, but Agatha Christie is always the number one. It has to be. Hercule Poirot will always be my go-to in terms of a detective. There are so many wonderful detectives out there, but Hercule Poirot is number one for me. And his books and stories are just fabulous. So many good ones. So let's talk. There's so many elements to talk about. I could go on. I know some people just have murder podcasts. That's something I could really look at as well. My favourite actor playing Hercule Poirot, of course, is David Suchet. There's no one else who plays him like David does. There is something so amazing about the way he embodies Hercule Poirot's little habits, the way he looks, the way he walks, the way he talks. It is just perfect casting. Perfect acting. And I envisage that when I read the books. That's how I see my Hercule Poirot. But I have to say, I do really like the movies with Sir Peter Ustinov as well. He's less how I envisage Poirot, but I have to say, the movies he's in are done so well. And he plays the part very, very well. So I do enjoy his movies as well. The latest ones with Kenneth Branagh, there have been three. The first one, which is one of the greatest books of all time, Murder on the Orient Express, the Kenneth Branagh version I thought was not very good at all. It had even an action scene in it, which I thought was awful. It had a stellar cast. The styling of it looked great, but it wasn't. It wasn't the Poirot, I know. The second one was very good. Death on the Nile, Murder on the Nile. I can never remember which is which because I've acted in the play. So there's a play version, a theatre version, which I think is called Death on the Nile. And I think the book and the film is called Murder on the Nile. But I'd have to check that. That was very good, and the cast for that was great. Again, Kenneth Branagh as Poirot, I don't get it. I don't see it. The third one they did, that came out end of last year, which was called A Haunting in Venice, which was very good. I liked that one. Very different, had a different style, different vibe, but worked very well as a whodunit. Well, anyway, I just fell in love with the work of Agatha Christie and this idea of murder with having to guess who did it. It's just something that I found fascinating. And as an avid reader, I would just eat that up. It would be a page turner. And you would want to find out and you would want to guess. And what I love about Agatha Christie's work is there is the possibility of guessing. I do not like reading a thriller where it is impossible to guess. There's not enough clues or it's just a preposterous ending. I don't like that. Or if they tell too soon, again, a murder mystery needs to be a murder mystery. You need the reveal at the end. If it's too obvious, if I guess too soon, I find it disappointing. I'm like, oh, well, that was obvious. If it's not too obvious and you can't guess, I find that really frustrating. And it's a bit like, that's stupid, because how could you guess? But Agatha Christie writes so there is enough little sprinklings there to possibly get it. I have to say, normally I don't. And then afterwards you're like, oh my God, of course. So that is something very special as a reader. I enjoy that. The other thing is the way people are murdered. Oh, juicy. She's great because she comes up with plots that are very complex, but not complicated. It's often clear how the person has died, why they've died, or maybe not always obvious why they have died, but there are possibilities of why they've died. And then it all comes together at the end. And of course, the wonderful thing about Agatha Christie is the way that the suspects are all brought together at the end, and you have that classic sitting down in front of the fireplace where one at a time they're interrogated, and it's like, well, Mrs. Brown, it was you who murdered Jessica. And then it goes through and then it says, ah, but it was not you. And it explains why. So you think, oh, I've got it. I guessed it. And then it's like, no, I didn't get it at all. I love that. And this is so theatrical, so over the top, so unrealistic, because of course, then the murderer at the end always spills the beans. They never say nothing. They won't say, I'll wait till trial. They always spill the beans. And that is also fabulous, because then it goes through and explains exactly how it happened. And then you're like, wow, that is so clever. So I've been obsessed with them. I have must have read pretty much all of Agatha Christie's work. Occasionally, there is one I stumble across where I do feel like, have I read this? Then I read it again and I'll get to a point where like, oh, I have read this one. But I love the style of her writing, and I just love the way that you get sometimes one good solid murder, but then other times, I have to say, I do love it when you get multiple murders, when someone's been greedy and they're trying to blackmail the murderer and then they get murdered, or somebody has witnessed something and then they're in danger and they get murdered. I also love the fact that there's some comedy there. There's elements of fun and lightheartedness, and often Poirot or Miss Marple will have like a character that helps them along the way, that is often somebody who is very light-hearted, nicer, a bit like Hastings or Miss Lemon. Those characters are really nice because they're a little bit more superficial, but they bring the light-heartedness of it, the fun of it. And I do love that element as well, that it's not too dark. But when I say that, there is an exception. Her book, And Then There Were None, that have had several name changes because of vocabulary, though it, of course, is not appropriate anymore. And Then There Were None is one of the darkest novels I've ever read. And, of course, it's not a Marple and it's not a Poirot. So for me, at first glance, it's not something I enjoy, particularly in terms of not having a proper detective lead the way, but the book is genius. It is so dark, so disturbing, so clever, and it is filled with death after death after death, and it is done in such a gripping way until the finale, which is so. If you're not a murder mystery person and you want to start somewhere, well, maybe it'll spoil things if you start with And Then There Were None. But I really suggest you you read it along the way. So, as you can see, I could go on about other detective stories and other detectives out there and different shows. There are some that I adore, like the TV series from about 6 years ago called Broadchurch. There was three seasons. The first season was just incredible with David Tennant and Olivia Colman. It was just incredible writing. Just a great story, about eight episodes, and the final twist is just really great. There are other authors that I love. Anthony Horowitz, great children's writer, but also writer of things like Midsummer Murders, which I love that TV series. It's a slightly more trashier version, but sorry, Anthony Horowitz and the team, but in the best way, I mean it. I love it that in a single episode you've got like four deaths in the same village. I love that. Agatha Raisin, the book series, I really love as well. Great, there's so many different things. Sherlock Holmes, I even love the new Enola Holmes with Millie Bobby Brown. Love those as well. But it always comes back to Agatha Christie. So basically, I wanted to create an interactive murder mystery night, mashing up Agatha Christie with the board game Cluedo. And I absolutely love the film Clue as well. It's just such a wonderful epic farce with Tim Curry and a fabulous cast. So I started building up and developing the ideas that it would be a two-act show, fully immersive, so the audience were involved straight from the get-go, and they are introduced to different characters. And the first concept for the show, because there'll be different versions of the Agatha Christie series. So for our very first one, it's Agatha Christie and Murder at the Hotel Snatch. So you will be welcomed to the Hotel Snatch by the hostess with the mostest, Natasha Black. So you'll meet Natasha Black, who is the owner and manager of the hotel, and she will welcome you in and introduce you to her staff, where along the lines you will meet six characters who are all potential suspects, because there will be a murder at the Hotel Snatch. So you'll get to meet, for example, Mrs. Green, who is Natasha's half-sister, and the gardener, and she will be represented with the colour green in her costume, of course. You'll meet Barbie Scarlet, who is represented with red. She is the hotel personal trainer, and she often guides the guests in her personal services. You can imagine her type of character. You will meet Mrs. White, who is the very elderly maid who works in the hotel, has worked there since it opened. You will meet the entertainment manager, Polly Plum, represented by the colour purple, who is the entertainer, the magician, the performer of the hotel. You will get to be introduced to the chef, Chef Mustard, represented by the colour yellow, who works in the kitchens but surfaces sometimes to come out and try her recipes, her disgusting recipes, on all of the guests. And finally, we go to the colour blue, where we have Lady Peacock, who is a resident of the hotel, a long-standing resident. I'm not going to go too much into their specific details. You have to come along to the show to hear about it all. But that is our cast. Then, of course, in the second half of the show, once the murder has been committed, we will get to meet the one and only Agatha Christie, who will be brought in to help solve the murder alongside the members of the audience. And in the second half of the show, all of the suspects will be interrogated. Yes, there'll be questions asked. We will find out the motive, the murder weapon, and most importantly of all, who done it. So all of our wonderful guests will come along for the first half of the show. They'll watch and enjoy all the interaction. They will witness the aftermath of the murder. Then they'll have a break of 15 minutes to enjoy, to chat to people, to write up their notes. The second half, they will get to witness all of the interrogations. And then at the end of the show, you will get to vote for your choices. And they will have a pack of cards where they have the murder suspects, the murder weapons, and the motive. And their plan then will be to lay down three cards. And one by one, Dragatha Christie will bring the suspects out and will reveal who done it. So one by one, the guests will either keep their cards turned up or will have to put them back away if they are incorrect. And by the end of the night, you will find out who was the murderer in the Snatch Hotel. So I'm very, very excited. I have got an amazing cast. So we have dual roles each. So I myself, Lady Red Velvet, will be playing Natasha Black, the owner and manager of the hotel. And I will also be playing Dragatha Christie herself. Then we have the wonderful Kika Superputa, who I have interviewed, has had a podcast with me. And she will be playing Lady Peacock, the resident of the hotel. And she will also be playing Mrs. White, the maid who has been at the hotel since day one. Then we come to the wonderful Haki Maker, who will be playing Polly Plum, the hotel entertainer, magician, and also be playing the part of Chef Mustard. And then finally, we come to our final cast member, last but not least, Eugenia Quilate, who will be playing my sister, my half-sister, Mrs. Green, and Cynthia Green, and also be playing Barbie Sunshine, the personal trainer who will be taking everyone on a gym fit workout training session. So there we go, a fabulous cast. We are performing at the Teatro Metamorphosis, which is in my street. It's where I live, which is absolutely just genius. We will be having our first shows on May the 4th, and we're doing a double ender, two shows in one night. So we'll be starting from 5 to 7 p.m. for the first sitting. We'll have a break for an hour, and then the second set from 8 till 10. So it is going to be a game changer in the city, because this is the very first drag show of its kind in terms of the level of acting and improv, certainly, that is outweighing any kind of musical element, though there are elements of music and other entertainment within the night. We are very looking forward to inviting everyone, having everyone come along. You can follow all of the updates, of course, on my Instagram, lady.red.velvet. But more importantly, start following dragatha.christie, where you will find out more details. So I'm going to leave you on a cliffhanger ending about whodunit. Come share the videos, look and see. No spoilers if you do visit us. That is very important indeed. And most of all, enjoy. And of course, just in case anyone tries to murder you, just always remember, say to them, Cállate, puta. Thanks for listening and see you all soon.